Jurassic Park.
If you see something, say something.
I want you to beware that there's golden poison out there. a glorious morning I have been in, flattered by the mountaintop, with mother and I, tasting the golden faith, the meadows green, lighting pale stream, with heavy gold alchemy. Oh, we have to act fast. We must become one. We are golden energy. And that is why I am here today. To help you and teach you. Together, we can discover ecstasy of the golden alchemy. I want to share with you this afterlife again. It always pauses when I want to tell you a secret. Don't worry. We will get over this together.
Hello, Yashi.
Hello.
Yasi, hello. Hello, Yasi.
Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I see something. I see the sum of things. I will tell you that the thing is more when I sum it by more.
Hello, caller? Can you hear me?
must be experiencing anxiety, which is the great work in life. There, as anxiety comes to you, because when I was 15, my parents informed me that I had a half brother. He was my mother's son, and by another woman. My parents, they were already married when my brother was born, but I hadn't come along yet. It was a huge gamble when it happened. My half brother came to live with us after his mother died, and he was 15. And my half brother got me pregnant. He now warned me. I just wanted to have sex with him, and everyone in the family found out. Huge scandal number two, and it took me years to get over it and stop blaming myself. Now, I'm 26 and in need. What do I tell my fiancé? My parents found out divorced me. My mother called the police on my half-brother and tried to physically prevent me from getting an abortion. And I don't speak to her anymore. But my father and my brother are still in my life. I get panic attacks when I think about having to tell my fiancé about any of this. Damn. Because I don't want him to see me as sick. But if I don't tell him, he'll hear about it from someone else. What could I do? What should I do? Well, first off, I have to ask the people. But first, we have another call. Maybe they'll answer the question. Oh. I just lost the call. That could happen sometimes. Caller, please call back. I don't understand modern technology as well as I used to. Back in the day, it was a typewriter. And now it's the computer. But this could happen to anyone. Oh, the caller's calling back. I better answer this thing. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Mr. Limbaugh. I'll speak it later. If you have things that pay, please call me and tell something. My number is 617-454-0237. Mr. Limbaugh and I are standing by.
Very well, thank you, Yassi.
And what do you speak, caller?
It is so hot outside. It is so, so hot outside.
Where's Paul, caller? Are you at Paul?
I am walking with this phone next to my cheek and it is very, very wet.
I know. It's not bad that the girl just met on the street.
What is the weather like where you are?
I am in a storm. A gray storm. The sky are gray. But my uniform is orange. And it's very cold. Very cold.
Yossi, what do you do to cool off? Please help me. What would you do to cool off if you were me?
Well, I would go and find shelter with an air conditioner. Now going to your nearest mall, movie theater, or grocery store that is sometimes ample, cool, fresh. If you don't have that, I suggest dipping a spray of African mist nearby so that you may mist yourself and hopefully collect from the cool breeze.
One question. The sun is gold, is it not?
Yes, caller. It is the closest form of gold.
Then why is it so bad? Why is it treating me like this?
Because, caller, it is just testing your love. Without it, we would not be here with this. And it's a reminder that it looms over the sky and shows us this great power, this golden power. And if you are one with that power, you will not feel the heat anymore, caller. You will just be the golden light.
Thank you so much, Yossi. It is so, so good to talk to you, please.
It is very good to talk to you, caller.
Well, look, Yossi, please don't forget for me. My name is John Merricks.
Yes, John Merricks.
Thank you. Good day, Yossi.
Good day, caller. John Merricks.
Yossi. I am buying myself some leopard bikinis from your site, boy.
Yes, caller. Thank you. Unfortunately, there are times when you cannot be perceived with the golden light. There are things you can do, but when you become one with the light or gold, you will not feel it anymore, but it's just a thought in the mind. I ask myself, itch and a thirst for the scratch. Think about it. I am very happy today. I've had many, many calls. It makes me feel very warm inside.
Caller, I think you should keep an eye peeled.
making money because the money goes to the heat bricks.
Yes, don't make money. All you need, caller, is gold.
Ah.
Money is the evil plot of the Yeti to help you get the heat bit, and the Yeti wants you dead.
So the next time I go to this supermarket and check out with my best friend Lydia, who works there, I will leave my money at home so that I will not be tempted to buy the heat sticks.
Yes, you should actually burn all your money that you have, because it is useless. It's only a piece of paper, Balmer. What you need is gold. You need to have your workmen pay you in gold bar. That way you cannot smoke these things. You just have gold bar penetrating your life and your heart and fulfilling you with extreme goldness.
That is very good advice. I shall think of that the next time I'm tempted to buy the heat sticks.
Yes. I remember, the heat sticks do not make you feel good. They just make you feel like a Yeti. A dirty Yeti.
A dirty Yeti? I do not want to feel like a dirty Yeti.
No. But then you got to go home and wash your fur. And that does not come out of your fur at all. That's tar.
I would imagine that fur is very hard to clean.
It is, and it's not really bad.
I want to give a shout out to my friend, my supermarket checkout friend, Olivia. She works at the Beacon Street Star Market at number 8. And she always has such wonderful things to say as I check out, such as having a nice day and telling me how much Star Market points I saved. She's very courteous. I want to give a shout out to her.
Yes, a shout out to Lydia. I give her my golden energy. She is such a nice lady. So nice.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. This has been very enlightening, and I feel very good. I feel very good, much better than when I first called.
Thank you, caller. And may you never smoke the heat stick again.
I will mail my heat sticks to you, the 20 cartons that I have left, and I will never smoke them again.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Yazi.
You're welcome, caller. Bye-bye.
Watch out.
I know that people that smoke the heat stick, they have anxiety, and sometimes anxiety attacks. You may think the heat stick is taking it away, but it's just making it worse, and it just makes your problem harder for another day. You gotta smoke another heat stick, and another, and another. Replace my heat stick with gold. A gold bracelet, a gold ring. Maybe you have a gold grill. Keep it close to you, and you will never need heat stick again. All you need is the spiritual life of gold. The specter of the wind and the hurricane that twirls around us. A new adventure unfolds. And it unfolds into my new magazine that I want to tell you about. It is the Art News Special Issue 1995. And in it, I have learned the world's top 200 collectors the 50 most powerful people in the art world. Now, I don't know if you are a listener, if you are an artist or not, but this pertains to you. This is like, this being the 50 most powerful beekeeper. What does it really mean? I cannot say. Let me list these people to you first. First, there is an artist down here called Louis Bourgeois. This. He is a top powerful artist. I don't know why he looks like an old man, but he says, oh, it's a girl. In her 1930, he spent a lifetime mining the gold, and notably family ties and bigger were very much of the moment. That's good to live in the moment. Artists should make work in the moment, like Louis Bourgeois. I cannot pronounce this language here. I go on to the next one. I tell you, someone close in New York. His name is William Aqua Avella. He has known for the smartest in the business. He signed up Lucien Bleu in 1993. And then, Richard Diefenthorn. And I guess, many critics consider him to have the best gallery shows of the season. So if you're a New York artist, go look up William Aqua Avella. He is one of the most 50 powerful people in the art world today. Special issue 1995. They make a lot of these. Let me see if there's one in the Boston area, because I know a lot of you are in Boston. But it's not far away from New York, I know. Let's just, this guy, Chuck Close, is a 50 powerful person. And Paula Abdul, who is a dealer in New York. And there's Donald Fisher, who is the founder of The Gap and Collector in San Francisco. I guess he's a big art collector too. I want to thank you, Dan De Rosato, for being a big fan. Of course I will be your friend too. I'm sorry, I just got a friend request. You know, I am not permitted to use technology 24/7 like some people, so I must attend to their what they need. He says that he is a sad kid, his dad, the Rosado. Hopefully someday he will be happy. He just needs to feel the gold, the golden light. I will send him some golden light to shine on you. And maybe someday you'll be as powerful as Leo Castelli, who's a dealer in New York. I want to thank you. As someone has been calling me, I better answer this call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Calling? Calling me?
You calling me? You calling me, caller?
Yes, I'm calling you, caller.
You
calling me? You calling me?
Call.
Calling me, caller?
Yes, I'm calling you, caller.
Nah.
I'm calling you, caller.
You calling me? Call.
I'm calling
you. Caller?
Hello?
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 Caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
You calling me, caller?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
You calling me, caller?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
You calling me, caller?
I just wanted to let you know that I am one of your biggest fans.
Thank you. And I am one of your biggest fans too.
Listen,
yes.
I've been thinking about you, sitting where you are.
Thank you. And I can see you in my mind and feel your golden energy and power.
What do I look like? What am I wearing, Yossi? What am I wearing in your eye?
In my eye, you are surrounded by a golden light, and you are wearing the golden gown, trickling down like a river flowing.
Oh, Yossi. Oh, Yossi. More. What am I wearing underneath the gown?
Underneath the gown, I see that a beautiful butt.
Can you sing me that song, Yossi?
You would like me to sing you a golden song?
Can you sing that? I've been thinking about buying myself some goldener for my skin. Would it be bad for it, or would it be good? Yossi, I just balanced that.
And
I'm just gonna go, Yassi, my husband's coming.
Thank you, caller. Thank you for sharing your intimate speaker with me.
How can we stay forever? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you. I took for granted all the time that I thought would last somehow. I hear the laughter, I chase the tears, but I can't get near you now. Oh, can you see it, baby? You get me going crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, lòng anh đau đớn như điên cuồng và nơi xa xăm đó khiến ai mong mơ hồ làm anh thêm chết liền trong tim chẳng mong chi thấy nhau một lần vì sao mong sớm đến trọn đời dẫu chốn nào em về đường chân quên dấu chân chỉ cần em biết có anh đang trông chờ dấu tháng năm lâu dài và lòng em tái tê thì xin hãy gắng nén đau quay về đây. I wonder how we can survive this road.
Thank you. and I want to apologize for all the calls I didn't get to. You had a man, a very happy person inside. I feel very good, and I feel just good pouring out of my heart as we speak. I hope you feel the same, and that you got all the golden energy that you need.
Building bare strength.